This episode of Financial Safari originally aired the weekend of December 12th, 2020.
Well, hello everyone, it's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about an article that I read back in November telling you five stocks not to own in November. We're going to see how right that article was, and more importantly, how wrong it might have been. We're also going to look at seven stocks that Google is betting on. Yes, Google has a big venture capital fund. Matter of fact, they have $2 billion venture capital funds. We're going to take a look at seven stocks they are heavily invested in and give my opinions on those as well. That, and also, we're going to talk about the income volcano again and how you can have your own financial fill-up. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome into the Financial Safari. It's a beautiful day here. Whether it is raining, cold, hot, doesn't matter. It's a beautiful day because we're here in the studio with Coach Pete DeRuda, best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. Also in studio with me is Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Forgot to mention my name there. I am Thomas Lipscomb here with you. Excited to get into the show. Now, Coach, you were teasing me there. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. Sounds a little funny. Sounds like something's going on.
Well, you know, you see these articles all the time, Tom. You see them now, you can't even help it, online. So anywhere you go, there's somebody promoting an article about something. Morgan,
sure.
You've seen them.
Absolutely.
Not only sports, but money. You know, the sports articles are always predicting what team's going to be better, and sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. If they were right all the time, then Vegas would be out of business.
There you go.
Vegas depends on people being wrong to make money, and same thing with the stock market. Let's just take a look. There was an article in U.S. News and World Report. And I saw it in November, and it was at right at the beginning of November the article came out, and it said five stocks to sell or stay away from in November.
Oh.
So now that we're not in November anymore, we're December, I think it'd be a good time to take a look back and see how right the article was.
I agree. Shall we? So who is on this list?
Well, and again, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the stock market. This is going to prove it in a way. But this, again, the number one stock they said to avoid was Royal Caribbean, stock ticker RCL.
Okay. Makes sense with the pandemic and everything going on.
You would think, Thomas.
Yeah.
Anything in the market doesn't make sense sometimes, does it?
It doesn't. No, that's for sure.
I've been on one Royal Caribbean cruise. You ever gone on Royal Caribbean?
I have yet to go on a cruise, but want to when everything's safe.
Well, my daughter loves Disney, so we've been on a number of Disney cruises over the years. Number one, so she could see the characters, because it's easier to see the characters on the boat, because there aren't millions of people running around chasing the characters. Only a few thousand.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense. Disney Cruise
Line. Only a few thousand.
Really good cruise line, too, by the way. I've been on too many of them in my lifetime. My daughter has loved it. My wife always says it's for my daughter. You think it's for my daughter? No.
No, it's a good excuse, right?
And I say, when I confront my wife with that, she says,
I know nothing.
My wife loves Disney, folks, and so does my daughter. All right, so Royal Caribbean. So I said, when my researching, I said, let me go back right before November. So I picked October 29th for all five of the stocks here.
Yeah.
Because my research ended December 8th. So I looked at from October 29th to December 8th, which is a fair little thing when they're telling you not to own it in November.
Yeah, I agree.
And I looked at the stock charts. Well, Royal Caribbean, back on October 29th, when this article came out right around the time, was $53.83 a share. Do you want to guess where it was on December 8th?
Can I guess high?
You can guess high. Yeah. You can guess a number if you would like.
All right. I'm going to say, I'll say 65.
Okay, Thomas, you want to make a guess?
Interesting. Well, they're saying it was going to be a loser. I'm assuming we're going in the other direction, but I would agree as well. I would think that it would go down. So we got a cruise line here. You got the election going on, all this pandemic stuff. If it was at 53, let's call it 40.
Okay. So you just assume it's going to go down because the article said it was.
Sure.
Okay.
Don't laugh at me.
Thomas, you know what? I don't think we'd be talking about this if the article was right.
I'm feeling better about my prediction.
I'm playing advocate over here.
So October 29th, it was $53.83. And then on, let's say, December 8th, It was $83.37.
Whoa.
That's a pretty big gain. That is 54% it was up in that time of period. So if you believe the article, and let's say you had Royal Caribbean, you read an article said, and then you had, you get your little Kramer thing out there and you wanted to sell, 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 right? Well, that wasn't the best time to sell, 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 was it?
No, it wasn't.
It was not.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So that was a win for the people who were in that stock. And not a win for people who were...
Sell.
There we go. I was looking for it. So think about that, Morgan. Royal Caribbean did a real good job. And so the article said that they were going to be affected by COVID-19, but mm-hmm. it hasn't been that bad.
Good.
I bought Carnival myself way back in April when it was way down, like $11 a share.
Wow. Mm.
And it's appreciated since then.
That's great.
Pretty good. That was pretty good. Now,
yeah.
You notice I never talked about it on the show because I don't want people gambling like I do when I'm playing around. That's just
of
money
course.
I could afford to lose. We never put money we can't afford to lose in the market.
That's right. An important point.
And we should never trust an article to take our investment advice. Should be, Morgan.
No, you need a professional to do that. Yeah.
So number two stock they said to sell in November, get away, mm-hmm. either sell or don't buy in November, was Avis Budget Group.
Oh, okay. Car rental.
Their symbol is CAR. What a creative symbol. It used to be Avis was in Budget. They bought Avis. I don't know. Avis bought Budget or Budget bought Avis. You never know.
Right, right.
They used to say number two, but we try harder. That was their slogan, Avis. Remember, because Hertz was number one.
Right.
OJ
right.
running through the airport. That
right.
kind of thing.
Exactly.
All right. October 29th, Car, again, Avis Budget Group, was $36.70.
Okay.
December 8th. Where was it, Morgan?
It had to go up. I mean, I've already rented a couple of cars since then for my kids because they're taking a trip. They don't want to take their car.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You can clean the surfaces quite easily.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it goes up.
Okay. Want to guess how far up?
What was the number?
It was at 36.70.
I'm going to say 48.
Thomas, you want to make a guess?
Wow. If it was at 36, I think it's going to go up as well. I'm going to go ahead and align with you guys this time. I'll say 42.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, it was only 38.15, so it went from 36.70 to 38, but it still went up. Again, they're saying sell and get away.
Yeah.
So it was up 3.9%.
Huh.
Hey, that's
okay.
not a bad look. When you look at that, in about a little longer than a month, it was up 3.9%. If you could extrapolate that over a year, that's a pretty good gain.
I agree.
Of course, stocks don't go up linear. They go up, down, and all around many times. The next one they looked at was CBL Properties, and their symbol was CBLAQ. Now, let me tell you something. When you see a Q after the name, is that a good thing?
I don't know. What does that indicate? I would assume it's just another letter.
It means we're in bankruptcy.
Oh, no. Does it really? Oh, good to know. Okay.
Good secret. Thank you.
Yes.
So, noted.
We don't like bankruptcy. So that means they could at any time, they could say this stock is worthless, no one gets anything, and we're going to reissue new stock in a different name.
Risky.
So CBL Properties is a real estate investment trust, otherwise known as a REIT. Now, do you know what Coach Pete thinks about REITs?
I've been on a few of these shows, Coach. You are not a fan.
Not a big fan of REITs.
REITs reek.
I don't like REITs. And so because of COVID, people aren't going to the office. They have a lot of companies that are going out of business, and they were renting from this, or they were in this REIT, or this REIT was depending on them for revenue, and not a good thing. So I don't even know why they talked about this in the article, but at October 29th, guess how much it was? It was 5 cents a share.
Oh, wow.
That's 0.05. And at the end of this little time period, December 8th, it was 5 cents a share. So nothing's happening there. So
flat
that was
line.
A delay.
No loss, though.
Yeah.
No loss.
Now, the fourth one they said to sell and get away was Shake Shack.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm getting hungry. I'm just thinking about it. And their symbol is S-H-A-K, Shake, without the E. All right, Morgan, $66.18 back October 29th. And remember, this article was saying get out of there and don't buy it right now. What do you think it was by December 8th?
I tell you, DoorDash, a lot of things going on, people mm-hmm. ordering food. I'm going to go up.
Sounds like he has personal experience, Thomas. Think about that.
Maybe.
Yeah. So up a little bit.
I'm saying up $5.
Okay. Thomas?
I'll go with you, Morgan. I think that's a good prediction.
All right. So we look at October 29th, it was $66.18. On December 8th, it was... $84.77, a gain of 28%. There you go, because people are eating. They're having more deliveries. Shake Shack has good shakes. They have good burgers.
Wow,
had a couple
though.
Of them.
Drive-thrus are cranking.
Drive-thrus are cranking. So, again, this article writer maybe should consider a different career. And the final one, Dillard's.
Oh, Dillard's, sure.
DDS. Sounds like a dental office. Don't
it does.
DDS?
It does.
All right. October 29th, it was $45.38 a share. What do you think it was by December 8th, Morgan?
I'm going to go down 38.
Okay. Buddy, what about you, Thomas?
Yeah. Considering the trend of everything, I'm going to go up by $5. I'm going against you this time, Morgan.
All right.
Well, so again, it started on October 29th at $45.38. by December 8th, it was $53.74, a gain of 18%.
Okay.
Now, the common trend in this article, again, the article said five stocks to stay away from or sell in November, was every single stock was either the same or went up. Some went as high as 54%, 28%, 18%, and even 3.9%. The only thing that didn't move at all was the REIT that was in bankruptcy anyway.
Well, it's interesting. People are at home. They're doing a lot of online shopping, so a Dillard's would go up.
Well,
that makes
Dillard's
sense.
Is doing something right. You've seen a lot of these department stores starting to falter or starting, you know, you've seen over the years trying to rebrand JCPenney, Sears. It's a good job, Dillard's.
Well, the common thread of my research, when I was doing the research, Thomas, in the lab, was maybe you shouldn't believe a lot of the articles you read. What do you think about that? I mean, you really need a real plan from a real fiduciary planning team, and don't make your investments or take your investment advice from articles from people you don't even know who they are. This was in U.S. News and World Report, a very respectable news magazine.
Yes.
But if you would have sold or not got in, you could have cost yourself some money.
Oh, big money.
Yeah.
Big money.
So the objective here when we talk about retirement planning and just planning in general is make sure you have upside potential for your money, make sure you have income flexibility in the future, and make sure you have guaranteed income for life. We call it growth, protection, and income. And we use the core and explore philosophy. So our core is that growth, protection, income, and the explore part is investing in these companies like we talk about in the article.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you lost your money, you didn't lose your retirement.
Right.
And too many people I talk to have their retirement money has blended into their gambling money. We have to put a stop to that. So here's what I want to do. If you're one of the next 10 people to call, we're going to give you our patented three-step process, folks. It's to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial and your retirement goals and your values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you and, more importantly, how it fits into your life. Then we're going to organize your finances so you have a crystal clear picture of where you currently stand right now. I like to say, when I used to go to the shopping malls, I was looking for the food court all the time. Walk into the shopping mall, have to find that map, and the map would have the little dot and the X saying, you are here.
Right.
And from here, you go there to get to the food court, and then I'd find it. Well, I could follow my nose, but a lot of times you find that board. So we have to help you in your life decide and figure out where you really are financially. And we have this 8-foot whiteboard where we categorize where your money is in red, green, yellow, and then we design a plan from that point based on what you want to have happen in your life. Now, next, we're going to talk about your financial goals. What are your short, medium, and your long-term goals? But more importantly to me, what are your dreams? And then let's work together to clarify your goals and your dreams so they're crystal clear and tangible if possible. And finally, we're going to create an actionable step process to get you on that path towards financial and retirement independence. Now, folks, this is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf. Just like physical fitness, your financial fitness needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry, we'll work with you every step of the way to guide you and make sure that your money is working just as hard for you as you did to get it. Now, again, if you are one of the next 10 people who call who have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement, there'll be no cost for this comprehensive fiduciary financial and retirement plan. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we've never kicked anybody out, Thomas, as long as they're serious. I've also got the Power of Zero DVD, the DVD Don't Worry, Retire Happy, and the video on retirement, as well as a 3-book set for the next 10 people who call and come in as soon as possible.
All right, folks, that number is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or you can text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 21000. This is for retirees and pre-retirees. We're offering common sense planning and straight talk, as you've heard, instead of that financial double talk, the sales pitch, the typical. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. Don't be put off by all of the craziness that you hear out there. Coach Pete and the team here can translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions that's truly custom tailored just for you and your situation. So take advantage. This is an excellent chance for you to get that true practical financial review. Just call that number I mentioned, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or you can always text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. And as Coach mentioned, when you call in, you will receive that comprehensive financial review that will show you where you are now, but more importantly, it's also going to show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. And when you come in, we have that set of DVDs there that Coach mentioned as well, including the Power of Zero. Great resource there. The number again, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
When we come back, we're going to hear from Jim Cramer and comment on some of his comments.
Thank you. You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Into the Financial Safari, consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Morgan Patrick, my co-conspirator in the consumer advocacy world. Also with us, though, is the man of the hour, America's wealth, financial, and income coach. Folks, he's a best-selling author, the winner of multiple Emmys, XP's, Tellies, and Quillies. That is Coach Pete DeRuda. Having a fun little conversation there between break. I think we need to get back into this whole stock world and just understanding it all. Morgan, you were saying, well, what if someone picked up that article in a dentist's office 3 months down the road?
Right.
And wow, huh? Wow.
I mean, you've got stocks that are sitting there, and it's telling you, dump it, get out, and, you know, what, four out of the five.
Yeah.
Did extremely well.
Yep. And it's a printed business magazine. Assume that you have this legitimacy behind it, this sort of,
It's fun. You know, this what happens a lot of times, though. These articles come and go and people forget about them. No one ever gets called for their bad writings or their bad choices or their bad advice. And that was pretty bad advice in that article.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
But it's we just have to be careful where we get our advice from. And that's why it's important to have a long-term fiduciary financial and retirement plan. And also have tax planning built in there as well, Thomas.
Absolutely. And this is why we want to offer our folks listening out there the number to call if you have questions about what we're talking about. Maybe a question about something completely different, but you do want to ask, as Coach is saying, that fiduciary. You want to make sure that you have someone authentic and honest that you're talking to. Give us a call right now, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21,000. Now, we're talking about predictions. I actually have another prediction that I might want to get in front of you, Coach, see what your thoughts are.
All right.
Pandemic's going a little crazy. Let's see what Kramer has to say about Airbnb.
There are people who didn't realize the possibility of getting COVID in an elevator. They didn't understand lobbies as places to have COVID. So where can you avoid all of those hotspots? Very easy. In a house. And you just come, you bring your Clorox wipes, you make it clean, and no one comes into your house. And it's fantastic. What's going on here? Airbnb is the way to avoid COVID if you're going to travel.
So he's an Airbnb fan.
So, but what if the person who stayed in that house before you had COVID?
There you go.
Could still be there.
I don't know about that, because, you know, I just assume if I stay in a hotel, it's going to be clean better than the house. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, that's their livelihood.
I stay in a lot of hotels, and I think it's Hampton Inn or in the Hilton chain, maybe even Marriott. I think it's both of them. Have this seal they put on the door after they supposedly clean the room, and you have to open the seal that breaks the tapes and shows you that you're the first person that goes in there after they supposedly cleaned it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe they just put seal on and don't clean it, right? So maybe it's artificial artificial confidence there. We just have to...
I'm going to go ahead and believe them when they put that tape on there, and I'm going to spend money with them.
There was I read an article about a resort in Myrtle Beach a couple of weeks ago. They had really bad bed bugs, and they denied it until the person there sent pictures of the bed bugs themselves all in the bed, and they moved them to three or four different rooms, and each room had bed bugs.
Wow.
It's an infestation.
Wow.
I guess they go right through.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Luckily, I've never experienced a bed bug, and I really don't want to. Fleas were bad enough when I had dogs.
I understand that.
You see one flea, you itch all night, by the
Absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mosquitoes are just bad. They love me.
So let me ask you this. So I was just looking up, Airbnb is potentially going to have an IPO here soon. So this kind of goes back into the conversation we were having just a few minutes ago about, well, okay, so you have someone who's on CNBC, Kramer, talking positively, you know, about Airbnb and how people may be using it. Now you see this announcement saying they may have an IPO coming soon.
Right.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Well, you know what happens with IPOs is people get so excited and they jump in, and there's a lot of they call it buying pressure. When a lot more people want to buy than the stock to sell, then the stock goes way up because supply and demand takes over.
Yeah.
And this happened. We saw it with Facebook, and I'll tell you my Facebook story. I still own Facebook, but I didn't buy it during the IPO. I bought it after the IPO when there's a certain period of time after the IPO when the people that were involved in the IPO can start dumping their stock, which you want to wait till the dump happens. And when the dump happens, I got Facebook at $17 a share, by the way.
Wow.
After it went way up, then it came way down, 17. I almost called the bottom on that. Just 100 shares, Thomas. I mean, again, when I'm playing around, well, I really mean it when I say I'm playing with stocks. I'm not investing for my livelihood, but 100 shares is now worth like $280, $90 or whatever it is. I don't watch it.
That's great. Yeah.
When I buy a stock, I know I'm going to leave it alone for 10 years. That's why I don't watch it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, what the investment world has become, and I think it's even more these days because of COVID, because people have a lot more free time, The 10-year horizon for buying and holding stock has turned into 10 minutes.
Okay.
I bought it today. Why hasn't it gone up yesterday? You know, yesterday
dump
I bought
it,
today.
Dump it, buy something else.
You call your planner. Why haven't you made me any money? Well, we've only been here 2 months.
Yeah.
It's a long-term plan. And we talk about retirement. Retirement's a long-term plan. We're talking about 30 or 40 additional years after you stop working that you need to make sure your money works for you for the all the way through. That's why we say we need to have growth, protection, and lifetime income, and our money must never go away. We must make sure our money always outlives us. That's why we do something here. We call it Plan to 121. So we plan to age 121, but it goes beyond that, retirement and beyond, because if you live that long, you're still going to get income. You could get income to 150, 160. Thomas, we may get that someday.
We may.
What do you think, Morgan? You want to go to 160?
Can I swing a golf club?
Maybe you could be buying it. Maybe $6 million man. Remember that?
Nice.
So let's look at the – we talk about some of the websites, Thomas. I want to give out two important ones. One is 2020moneyguide.com, where you can have a series of videos that you pick to customize for you. Hmm. And it's not the year 2020. It's the vision 2020. When I came up with this back in like – 5 years ago, it was 2015.
Sure.
So 2020moneyguide.com. And then the one that everybody loves is PeteOnDemand.com. PeteOnDemand.com. Both of those places, when you visit, you can qualify to get a golden ticket. That's a no-cost complimentary view and retirement plan that's over $1,000 value if you go there and request that.
Yeah,
and we're going to give you a way to do that as well. We also have something called the 15-Minute Retirement Planner that we're going to give away right now for anyone who wants it. And inside here, you see that just opened up. There's a golden ticket there for that. So 15-Minute Retirement Planner will help you get a head start, a push start, get ahead of the curve a little bit on your retirement plan, and just see if you're doing well. And if not, some simple tweaks and corrections that can be made to get you back on path.
There you go. There's a great opportunity. All you have to do is call 800-661-7383 to connect, 800-661-7383, or take advantage by texting the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. You know, Coach, we got a lot of folks that love to go to PeteOnDemand.com, FinancialSafari.com. They'll write in to the show. They'll ask questions. We have a great way that you can leave your own voice question on FinancialSafari.com. There's a little button on the right that says ask a question. You can record one right there on your cell phone or computer, tablet, anything. But they're always talking. We've had a lot of influx lately, especially asking about strategy. And I think this is a good opportunity to bring it up because we've been talking about stocks. We've been talking about how they really do go up and down. And I've got your book here, Coach, one of your bestsellers, The 7 Baby Steps. And chapter 8 talks about creating a lifetime income strategy.
Right.
And you say a caller will often ask the question, am I making a mistake to retire at 62 or should I wait until I'm 65? And you go on to define what the caller is really asking. And you're saying actually when they ask that, they truly are asking, I'm afraid I may run out of money. I have no guarantee. My money is in a retirement account that is tied to the stock market. What will happen if it takes another nosedive?
Yeah, and I've seen people unfortunately have financial amnesia. They forgot how it felt in 2008 and 9 when the market did go down, or 2000, 2001, 2. When you feel helpless, we can all look back at the stock charts and say, gosh, I should have bought there. And you put your finger right on, let's say, December 2008, when everybody felt really bad. But the stock chart went up after that, it looks like. So you're saying, I should have bought there. But I remember we thought the world was ending then.
Yeah, that was not fun.
The banks were going out of business, the mortgage fiasco, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So looking at charts is only half the story. You have the emotional aspect of knowing what's going on. Thomas, the people who were happiest were not tied, they did not tie their retirement to the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still, I see that every single day. Because, yeah, you could be really happy one day if the stock market's up, but you can be really sad the next day if it's down. And we can't have our retirement tied to that. It's like I always talk about the tennis ball in the ocean, comes in, goes out, high tide, low tide. Well, there's high tide and low tide in the markets as well. And we don't want to depend. I remember going to the beach with my grandfather. Whenever low tide came, he made us leave the beach. So I hated low tide back in the day. High tide was fun for me and my brothers to play on the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Low tide was no fun at all, but we were safer.
Sure.
Because when we had the high tide, the waves would whip us around. Who hasn't been taken for a ride by a wave and you don't know if you're ever going to survive that when the wave gets a hold of you? Have you ever had that happen
before?
Too
many times. I need to learn my lesson, yes.
And then we have something called the undertow, which takes you back out.
Yes, yes.
And so we need to isolate some of our money from any of the forces like that. And there's a way to do it with a fiduciary team where we have growth of our money when we don't need the money. We protect that growth. In other words, we don't give the growth back. And then when we decide to activate it, we have a lifetime income we can never outlive. And I always recommend 2, 3, or 4 of these different accounts because there's 2, 3, or 4 different streams of income. I call that the income volcano. When you have perpetual friendly lava, which is money, appearing in your mailbox each and every month for the rest of your life. It'll never go away. Then you have total security, total satisfaction, and you know that you're in control because you're not dependent on the stock market to tell you if you're going to have a good day or not.
Exactly.
How important is that?
It's vitally important. You know, I was just on the phone with my mother just a few days ago, and she was talking about how she has appreciated what you have been able to do developing her own retirement plan, because when she goes into the bank, she sees the mutual fund at, you know, 0.65% and the bond that is quote unquote safe, but is it? And yeah, there's a lot of appreciation there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners may not be aware, but this is a lot more than just hyperbole on radio. This is truly getting you set up for success in retirement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that book, The Seven Baby Steps, mm-hmm. which is the best-selling book that I've written.
Yeah.
Of all the books that I've written. I've written a number, seven or eight. I'm still working on it.
You got a library.
And I need to get done with this book on retirement. It's going to be done soon. But we talk about ways to not fumble our retirement.
Yes.
And not giving the money back once we've got it. And folks, there is a game. It's a game of chess. And we need to make sure we're not playing checkers when others are playing chess when we're talking about retirement planning. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of the next 10 people call right now who have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement, you're going to get this report called The Income Volcano that I wrote a couple years ago. This is a fascinating report. And I tie in current events on that Hawaiian volcano with how income planning is structured like that. So you'll get a kick out of reading that. I've also got my book, The Seven Baby Steps, for you, and a golden ticket inside the 15-minute retirement planner you'll get as well, a golden ticket for a no-cost total retirement planning session and review session. It was a series of them, with three of them, to get you that proper plan that you deserve. The first one educates you on where you are right now.
Sure.
The second one makes recommendations of where we think you need to be. And the third one is activating that if you want to.
Right.
There's never a cost. There's never a threatening situation. We're here to give you the information and make sure that you understand. The worst thing that can happen is you not understand where you are, and then you approach retirement and you're in trouble. So let's make sure to iron out any of those wrinkles in your retirement plan and get you on that right path. I've also got the video from Tom Hegna, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. You'll get all that in a goodie bag and much more if you're one of the next 10 callers who call right now.
And that number is 800-661-7383 to connect with Coach Pete and the team, 800-661-7383. You can also text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. This is a great opportunity to sit down with a fiduciary team. You can obviously get your hands on that report, The Income Volcano, when you come in as well as Coach Pete's best-selling book, Seven Baby Steps. I love this book. Just like Coach on the radio, it's an easy read. He includes a lot of stories, but there's also a lot of meat there, a lot of core content that you can digest and really can help you set up for success in retirement. So folks, take advantage, get that golden ticket, come meet with Coach Pete, Parker, Marty, and the team here, and also get these fantastic resources. That number again to connect, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
When we come back, we're going to talk about seven stocks that Google is betting on.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Morgan Patrick, as well as America's wealth, financial, and income coach, best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Having an awesome, awesome time on the show today. Really getting into a lot of great content. But I want to ask, have you ever been, Coach, so frustrated that you feel it could just resort in taking someone's life?
Thomas, no. Except if it was a mosquito.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I've issued death sentences to a lot of mosquitoes in my life. Yeah, I'm like the hang judge over here.
Now, I'm sure the radio listeners are out there like, why in the world do you start?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I have a reason behind this. So one of our talented hosts here at the Safari has put together this great brokers behaving badly segment that has to deal with Moida. Check it out.
The Financial Safari News Network presents Brokers Behaving Badly.
I've been putting these tales together since early 2018, more than 50 in all, and I thought I'd heard most every variety of brokers breaking bad until now. This time, it's murder. The story comes to us from Allen, Texas, where financial advisor Keith Ashley is now charged with the murder of 62-year-old James Segan. Police say it was Segan's wife who found her husband dead in their garage from a gunshot wound to the head back in February. The scene also included a typed note saying that the death was a suicide. The investigation spanned 9 months. An autopsy revealed that Segan was first incapacitated and then shot, all in an effort for Ashley to get full control of Segan's assets. Ashley had been indicted on 6 counts of wire fraud, as well as the murder of Segan. Police say the body was found in Segan's garage with a gun in his left hand and that note that reads, "My last friend, Keith Ashley, will help you with account 792-658-6113. Just one thing. Segan's wife told detectives her husband was right-handed, and he didn't own a gun. Investigators used security footage showing Ashley arriving at Segan's home at 9:31 a.m. with an unknown loud noise activating the camera inside the garage about 45 minutes later. Ashley is seen leaving about 6 minutes after that. Ashley at one time was a registered nurse, and he knew exactly what drug would render someone unconscious almost immediately. Ashley and Segan were friends, too, as well as being his financial advisor. He had visited that home in the past. Well, detectives, well, he didn't make any money on Segan's account. Well, maybe true, but he was able to transfer about $750,000 to his own account over the past 5 years. He was also able to change the beneficiary designation on a $2 million life insurance policy from his wife to a trust that he controlled. According to the Star-Telegram, the warrant for Ashley's arrest says that he defrauded at least 9 victims, including Segan, for more than $1.9 million in a Ponzi scheme. The indictment says that Ashley used the money to cover utility bills, college tuition, student loans, mortgage payments, spending at casinos, and brewery expenses. Huh? Yeah, Ashley owns a brewery called Nine Band Brewing in Allen, Texas. Now, according to BrokerCheck, Ashley had been in the financial business since 2000, with nothing unusual. Till now. Just one more reason to make sure you are dealing with a true fiduciary, and don't be afraid to ask them to prove it.
You know, the funny thing is that was such a long story, Steve's music stopped playing.
you noticed that, too.
He should have recycled the music. Yeah.
It was good, though.
Yeah, that was, God, can you imagine that?
Whew, crazy story.
That was a long, drawn-out story, though, wasn't it? Crazy.
It was.
His own friend.
Yeah.
Didn't know him that good if he didn't know he number didn't have a gun and was the wrong hand.
The wrong hand. I can't believe that's what got him. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You never know, do you?
You don't. But it does. I think it, just like Steve said at the end of it there, it goes to show why you need to trust who you're working with,
have an
honest relationship, and know the right questions to ask as well, so you're not just walking in blind.
Wow, it's important, isn't it? I mean, gosh. Morgan, I'm still shocked with that story.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you're in a relationship with a financial advisor, and you get to a trust point, and there are certain points or step off points you can say, you know what, maybe I need a second opinion, I need to bring somebody else in, maybe there's an opportunity out there for me to listen to another voice, and that may help.
Well, yeah, something we go through called the dime worksheet. What's a dime worksheet?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
What about Ben Franklin with the penny? A penny saved is a penny earned. Well, DIME stands for debts, income, mortgage, education, and everything else.
Oh, okay.
D-I-M-E. So we look at what kind of debts people have. We look at what kind of income you have. And, of course, it's better to have more income than debt, right? So
absolutely.
The income can pay it off. The mortgage, is it going to be paid off before you get retirement? Or how do we factor in the mortgage? What's our interest rate in the mortgage? What a great time to refinance right now, by the way. If you haven't done it yet, folks, it's a great time to refinance. Rates are very low. When I refinance, what does Coach Pete do? I refinanced 5 years ago in a 15-year loan. I got a no closing cost at 2.99. I should probably revisit that and do another no closing cost at maybe 2.5. The problem is my house value is low now. They don't really, not many mortgage companies want to deal with me because I've paid it off. I've paid an extra payment every year. So my 15-year loan that I did more than 5 years ago, I only have like 6 years left on it.
Very nice.
So the mortgage companies aren't interested in me anymore. But what a great time it is to refinance. And if you do pursue and explore and at least look at side by side what a no closing cost mortgage can do. It'll be a little higher interest rate, but you're not paying any closing fees. Mm-hmm. And to me, it makes a lot of sense. You need to basically keep the house for 10 years to pay all those closing fees off. So you save yourself 10 years, even though you're a little higher interest rate. Like I said, I probably could have got 2.85 instead of 2.99 back then when I refinanced, but I would have had to pay a bunch of closing fees.
Sure.
I had to pay for the appraisal to begin with, and they refunded me the appraisal cost during the closing, so I didn't pay for anything.
That's something to think about, especially when you think, I think the average American moves right now every 3 to 4 years, 3 to 5 years, so if you don't have but a 10-year return on that, that makes sense, a lot of sense.
So when we look at the dime worksheet debts, we figure out what your debts are, your income, what your mortgage balance is, and what your payment is. and then education and everything else. What are you going to pay for education? What's your final expense plan? Do you have a death benefit to go to your next of kin? Which everyone needs one, mm-hmm. even if it's just a burial insurance. Everyone needs some life insurance. And my problem that I've seen lately is many people don't have the right life insurance or enough or even any life insurance at all. If you have an older life insurance policy, you might want to have that reviewed because the newer policies will let you have what's called a living benefit rider added to your policy, which means, let's say you have $1 million death benefit, which is going to benefit your family when you pass away.
Sure.
What if it would benefit you while you're here? What do you mean, Coach?
Well, I'd sign up for that.
It's called a living benefit. While you're living, you can benefit from your own policy because if you have a long-term care event, you can reach into your death benefit, in this case, that $1 million policy, and take out, let's say, $100,000 a year to pay for long-term care expenses. That makes a lot of sense.
That's huge.
Because that basically takes the need for a standalone long-term care policy away. Mm-hmm. The life insurance rates have come down a lot lately, so you might be overpaying for a policy that doesn't have what you need, by the way. So let's do this, Thomas. Let's open the phone lines up. For the next 20 people who call, we'll do a life insurance audit and review for you. We'll look at where you are. We'll educate you on what you currently have, not only life insurance, but anything you want us to look at. And we'll make recommendations from a fiduciary standpoint of where you should be going forward to make sure you have the most comfortable and worry-free life possible.
Absolutely. That number to call to take advantage of this is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. You know something that I love about these conversations is we're talking about life insurance right now, and something that you and the team do, Coach, is this is just one aspect. We want to make sure that you're looking at all aspects of retirement planning and that they work cohesively, that they're one unit moving forward, that you don't have maybe your taxes holding you back, or you have, I think I have a 5, 4, and 1-year-old. You don't have that random asset that's dragging their feet and holding everyone back.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this is a time of year where we get a lot of questions from business owners. And two of the main questions I get all year long, but especially when we're talking about the end of the year, because you're planning for the next year, and it's a great time to clean the closet out, so to speak. Mm. One is called buy-sell agreement. All right, a buy-sell agreement is a very important agreement, and it's half of it's done by a legal team, and the other half is your financial team. But do you guys know what a buy-sell? You ever heard of buy-sell agreement?
I've never heard of that. No, what is that?
Well, let's say you have a business and you have a partner or two.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's what happens in life. We're going to die. So let's say you're married and your partner's married too. So your partner passes away. You immediately become partners with your partner's wife.
Oh.
Or husband, or even spouse, we'll say, because I'm just talking at my point of view, because it's like two mans.
But business partners, you mean?
Yeah,
this way.
Business partner.
Yeah.
I mean, well, sure. You become business partners with your spouse of the person who's surviving.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so maybe you don't want to be partners with that person. Maybe you never liked them anyway. Maybe they didn't know a thing about your business. So that's why you ahead of time put a buy-sell agreement in place, which says when one of us dies, the other partner has the option to buy at a certain price you've already established.
Okay.
So there's none of this kind of stuff playing games down the road, like now that he's
it's
gone.
It's like a business prenup.
Yes, it is. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
And so we spend a lot of time educating folks and working with the attorneys to make sure these plans are done right. So if you have a partner or more than one partner in your business, I recommend a buy-sell agreement because you don't want to become partners with the spouses.
Yeah, that makes a lot
like
of sense.
Like you said, in a business point of view.
There you go. In a business point of view, yeah.
And the other one is called a key person insurance policy. So it used to be called key man, but now it's the 2020 kind of stuff. It's key person. What that means is if you're a company and you have somebody, and every company does, every company has at least one person that is vital for the success and survival of that company many times. If that person were to pass away, that company may be in trouble.
Okay.
So you get key person insurance, which says that if this person passes away, well, the company's going to get a certain amount of money given to them to help them survive the transition period to find a new person like that. Hmm. Now, that would worry me a little bit if I was that key person. You never want to be worth more dead than alive.
Good point.
Because they like that broker Hayden Bailey listened to. But
sure.
But this will help a business survive and thrive even if they lose the most important person in the business. So
okay.
That's what a key person insurance is. So
makes
a lot
sense.
Of people were asking me questions about that. The buy-sell agreement, very important, as well as the key person. If you're curious or want to find out, if you're a business owner, you really need a review. And it needs to be done, in my opinion, from a fiduciary standpoint so you're not sold things you don't need. That's the one thing I've seen in the financial world way too many times is people get sold products that they don't need because it doesn't fit the strategy that I would have come up with based on what you told me you want to do. Thomas, let's make this available, though, to any business owner who wants to find out about that, as well as any other business type events, and also this dime worksheet for everybody, as well as a book set and a DVD set. For the next 20 people call, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. You get that golden ticket. More importantly, you get that peace of mind that you deserve all the way through and all the way to and all the way through retirement and anything else that may arrive. We'll also do a tax plan. Tax planning is very important to look ahead in the tax code to protect your behind from the tax man. Everything we do is legal. We don't do any of these junk things like offshore accounts, but it is good if there are ways to minimize taxes legally. Wouldn't you like to find out about them?
So always.
Let's open those phone lines for the next 20 people right now before we go to the break.
And that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or you can always text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. This is a great and perfect opportunity to take advantage of meeting with Coach Pete and the team to get your total retirement income plan in place. The game truly is strategy and security to make sure that you can get that not just that first 5-7 years into retirement and wonder, but to get all the way through retirement knowing that you have that security at your back. The number again, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
All right, I promise when we come back, we're going to talk about the 7 stocks Google is betting on, and we're going to talk about each one of the stocks and see if it makes sense.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Back into the Financial Safari, having a great time here in studio with America's Wealth Financial and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. Morgan Patrick is also in studio with me, trying to keep Coach in line as much as we can.
Trying.
How are you going to do that, Thomas?
I know.
My parents tried for years. It never worked.
Okay, so I got something that both of you guys are going to relate to. I think some of our listeners will as well. The Queen's Gambit on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
Heard a lot of people just raving over it. So I had to watch it a couple weekends ago.
What do you think? You watched the whole thing already?
Loved it. Whole thing.
It was awesome. So I haven't watched all of it yet, so don't give it away, but it was amazing to begin with. Now, here's a little trivia for you. The very first episode when she was playing chess with the janitor.
Oh, yeah.
What movie was the janitor in last year?
Ooh, no idea. What was that?
He was in The Joker.
Oh, really?
He was one of the police guys. Remember, have you seen The Joker?
Wow, yeah.
He was one of the two detectives that wanted to talk to The Joker. Remember, they got beat up on the subway. He was one of the guys
who watched the movie The Joker. Wow.
I knew I had seen that guy. You know, great actor.
Yeah.
You know, you know somebody, but you don't. Yeah. Oh, speaking of movies, we got the new movie coming out. It's called Blockbuster, The Last Blockbuster, it's called. The Last Blockbuster, and Coach Pete is in the movie.
Wait, The Last Blockbuster as in like
the last
Rick
blockbuster
and Mortar
video,
Blockbuster.
The video store, and there's still one. It's in Bend, Oregon, and I went there a couple years ago and filmed with them. Filmed a lot of great parts, by the way. Most of it ended up on what they call the cutting room floor, because a lot of great comedians signed up to want to be on that movie as well.
Sure.
Who doesn't want to talk about Blockbuster?
I agree.
Remember Blockbuster?
Oh, it's great.
We all had great times of that.
Yes.
So I'm at the very end of the movie. I worked there for a day, and they filmed me working there, and so you'll get to see me checking out a person who's getting ready to check out.
How fun is that?
Not checking them out, not looking at them, Thomas. I'm checking them out.
So. No, but I do. So I do have.
Maybe he was checking them out too. Well,
So the reason I brought up Queen's Gambit, though, is this. As a part of that series, every now and then they would get to the point where they had to take a break, maybe to resume the tournament 4 to 6 hours later, and they would write down the next move that they were going to play before they took that break, sealed it up, put it in an envelope, had to open it the next day, and that was the first move for the next day. That way nobody could think about
it. They didn't want you to think about it overnight. That's good.
So that goes to obviously stock picking, and I want to see what you have to say about Google and their 7 stocks as well. Because it's kind of that same thing. You never really know what's going on, obviously, until the results happen.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good strategy, though. That way you can't think about it all night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so Google has, now everyone's heard of Google. It's a search engine, mega search engine. And they've got two venture capital funds. One's called Google Ventures, and that's $5 billion under management. And the other one is called Capital G.
Capital G.
How creative they are. And Capital G has $3 billion under management. These are with B's, by the way, under management. And they invest in like startups and trying to get companies to give them some start, like a angel kind of fund or whatever. But so they picked seven big ones to put a lot of money into, and I wanted to talk about some of them.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Now, one of them was Uber. And the symbol is UBER. Now, is there anybody out there who doesn't know what Uber is anymore? Thomas, you know what Uber is?
It's a household name at this point.
If they're over 70, maybe, but anybody else, you know it.
Yeah. The funny thing about Uber is when it came out, it was such a strange name. That's how I remembered it.
Yeah.
And so Lyft was out before Uber, but everyone remembers Uber more than Lyft, in my opinion.
Now, yeah, it resonates.
Yeah.
It does.
I took a look, and I said, you know, they put a they put a lot of money into Uber. Google's behind there. They want Uber to succeed and all that. But I said, well, let's see what happened in the year 2020 for Uber. Let's just see what they did.
All right.
And so it started the year at $32 a share. And we had Corona happen or COVID, whatever you want to call it, right? What do you think it did, Thomas and Morgan? What do you think it's done throughout the year until here, right at the beginning of December?
Well, I think initially, and I'm sorry to jump in, Thomas. I think initially it probably took a dip because people were just scared because of the surface. They started reporting that you could pick things up from the surface. So Uber probably took a huge hit. And matter of fact, we know several people that do Uber on the side, and they had to pick other things up because they were not getting calls.
Oh, wow.
They took a 35% decrease in trips during the third quarter. In other words, there's 35% less people in Uber. But here's one of the big problems. It was harder to get Uber.
That's true.
Because I travel a lot. You guys know, Thomas, you heard me complain about this.
Sure.
I used to be able to get, you'd pull up the Uber app and there'd be 15 cars all around me. Mm-hmm. And like 1 minute away. Well, then I'd get to the point where I'd fly into either Raleigh or Vegas or some airport and there was no Ubers around.
The airport.
No cars available and not even at the airport,
wow,
which is amazing. Yeah. So then that was bad, right?
Yeah.
So they had a 50% decline in mobility gross bookings. In other words, people who were booking the trips, 50% less. Mm. But throughout the year, again, it started at $32 a share, ended up at $53.98 right now, right around there. Mm. So that's a pretty good, that's a 68% increase.
That's good.
Coach Pete has Uber, by the way, bought it at 27 last year. So that's, I'm doing pretty well. Right?
That's awesome. Yeah, it makes you wonder if it was a reaction where people had to figure out how can I do this safely, and then the drivers got back on. And while you were talking, it made me think Uber very much is a business obviously reliant on the drivers. It's not like a brick and mortar, let's say. So if those drivers weren't available, you were put in the situation you were in.
Now let's talk about Lyft, who they're basically the competition for Uber.
Sure, yeah.
And that symbol is L-Y-F-T. And they experienced the declines as well, not as much as I don't think. It looks like they're recovering a little bit, but they started the year at $44.25, more than Uber. And Uber started the year at $32.
Right.
Where do you think Lyft ended up here, right here at the, in December?
Almost
a full year.
Yeah, maybe flatline, maybe a little higher.
Thomas, you want to guess?
Yeah, I would think a little bit higher just because, yeah, say 50, 52.
Now, say for Lyft, I've had better luck. So I have both apps on my phone. If I can't get Uber, I get Lyft. Or if Uber surges, you know what a surge is? It's going to charge, they charge you more money.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Lyft doesn't surge.
Oh.
So I've been at the airport before where Uber's been, it usually costs about $28 to get from the Raleigh airport to my home in Cary.
Yeah.
They surged up to $54 one time.
Whoa.
And then I went right over to Lyft and got my ride for $28.
Sure, yeah.
So Lyft, wow. Lyft started, and one time I couldn't get Uber or Lyft and I had to pay for a taxi and it made me realize why I use Uber Lyft all the time.
That is very true.
So Lyft started the year at $44.25. They ended up right now here in December at $47.69. They're up 7.7%, which is not a bad 7.7% return during a pandemic. And during all the stuff we've gone through,
sure,
being up is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what I say about the market, though, is a lot of people say, well, I'm up in there and I'm up in my retirement account. So I've got all my retirement money in the stock market and I'm up. And I always say, you're not up until you're out. Because if you haven't liquidated that money, you're not up until you're out. So you could wait too long and it could be down, then you're in trouble. Or it could keep going up. We don't know. But that's why we don't want to tie all our money to one particular investment or one particular asset class, like stocks, bonds, mutual fund is one asset class. We need to diversify our asset classes and get some of our money in the accounts that give you that growth when you don't need the money. Protect the growth so it doesn't go back down. Then you give that lifetime income when you decide to activate. We call that growth protection income.com. Very, very important. All right, so there's another one, a company called Cloudera. You ever heard of them?
Cloudera, no, unfamiliar with
CLDR, and they're basically an online cloud storage company.
Okay, sure.
And they started the year at $11.52. They ended up in here in December at $12.35. They're up about 7%, so it's not big deal there.
Yeah.
The big one, one of the big ones, DocuSign. You ever heard of DocuSign?
Yes.
Sure.
You think this year's been good for DocuSign?
Good, really good.
Started the year at $75.24. Here in December, it's up to $230.90.
Wow.
You know
wow.
what kind of gain that is percentage-wise?
No, what is that?
It's a good gain.
Yeah, good. Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's a gain you want.
205%.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of what's happening, there's a lot of cottage industries that are popping up. There's companies that are developed now, so we don't have to go in person and sign documents, or we don't have to go in person and testify these days. There's even a company called VTestify. So if you are taking depositions or you have a court case, you can do it virtually. Very good, and a lot safer than Zoom, by the way, because I still don't really trust all my information on Zoom.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
All right. There's another one called Edis Medicine, never even heard of them, but they went from $26 to $40, so up 35% this year.
Okay, okay.
But then there's one I want to talk about, because my daughter uses this, and so therefore, because she uses it, guess who also has an account so she can monitor her?
Mm. Yes.
Daddy Pete does, otherwise known as Coach Pete. Snapchat. Yeah.
Yes.
S-N-A-P. Now, Snapchat was struggling for years. Matter of fact, I bought it at $9 a share when it was really struggling a few years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this year has been good for Snapchat, just because, I don't know why, I guess more people are doing videos on there, and they're the ones, they're the videos that self-destruct in 24 hours. It's the, what's that, Inspector Gadget kind of thing.
Sure, right? Yes.
You can send videos. Like
limited lifetime.
Yes. And so it started the year at $17 a share. Where do you think it is in December? Now, keep in mind, I guess it has some useful things for...
All right, the number COVID we start stuff. At is what?
17.
17.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to say 58.
I was about to say, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to say 50, 60. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Facebook and Instagram pummeled Snapchat because they had the same kind of things. Not quite.
Sure.
But Snapchat has made some moves.
Yeah.
So it started the year at $17 a share. Now it's at
$50. Wow.
That's
yeah.
a gain of 193%.
Incredible. Nice.
Pretty
incredible.
Good, huh?
That is.
So
absolutely.
For a company that was basically given up as dead almost. So that's what happens. That's why we should never gamble on this stuff, though, because who knows? Now, if you buy it today, it might go down all the way back down to 17. So
sure.
Don't take any of the stocks we talked about today as investment advice, by the way, folks, because
no.
some of these stocks, with the gains like they have, there's a lot more room to go down than up, I think, in some of them.
And mm-hmm. you talk about keeping the core safe and making sure your core is there. And then when you have that maybe a little extra, that's when you go play.
Yeah, take the extra money. We call it the money that doesn't really matter. And so if you lose it, it won't change your lifestyle.
Sure.
But if we have all our money tied to the market, we lose it. It's going to change our lifestyle bad.
Mm-hmm.
If we went up 30% with all our money, it's not going to affect our lifestyle too much in a favorable place. But if we went down 30 or 40%, it's going to really affect our lifestyle and retirement.
Well, and the emotional toll that comes with all of that, anxiety that you can avoid. Ugh, yeah.
So it's been a good show. We talked some relevant stocks here and some information. But here's what I want to do. Folks, this is just a step. The most important step is you to take to make sure to get your own strategic development process started and have your total retirement plan, which is 22 steps behind the scenes. So if one of the next 10 people call right now, we'll do for you your very own strategic development process. Now, I'm going to break down real quickly. There's a lot more steps, but one of the things we do is we review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues that may exist in your IRAs, maybe capital gains taxes, even Social Security taxes. We'll do some tax planning to educate you at least on what's going to happen there. Next, we're going to establish your retirement income goal. Now, that's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle all the way through retirement, not just a couple years of retirement. Next, we're going to analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees. We call those the financial termites, and make sure you don't have any UFOs, unidentified financial objects, in your portfolio. And we're going to go one step further and calculate the risk exposure level of your current portfolio. Based on the risk you're taking right now, what would happen if the market went the wrong way? And then finally, we're going to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, considering taxes and inflation, two big wrenches that are thrown into many plans that were not accounted for. We account for those, and we put together a total plan for you and your family. The next 10 people will call who have at least $200,000 dedicated retirement. This offers for you, and our strategies do work best. For those of you with over $1 million, not only do we get all this, you're going to get a 3-book set, 3 of the videos we talked about today, as well as that 15-minute retirement planner and that golden ticket. Thomas, we're loading it up for the next 10 people.
And that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. That's all you have to do to get started with Coach Pete and the team. And just like we've been tackling problems on the show today, Coach and the team can help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you are on a secure path. This complimentary review will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle all the retirement pitfalls that we discuss on the show. Those include inflation, taxation, Social Security, and so much more. Call on in today. Make sure you sit down and get your total retirement income plan in place. The number again, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. I hope you guys enjoyed it out there in Radio Land. And for Thomas, for Morgan, it's Coach Pete. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.
Coach P Radio.